Hi, Tommy.
Hi, are you there?
Yes, I'm so sorry for this hassle.
No problem.
Yes. So today we have a guest speaker. Her name is Satomi Nashimi. Sorry if I misspell your last name.
That's okay.
She's currently working in Shields for Families at the Welcome Baby Program as a registered nurse, and she has also she has been a college professor. Go ahead.
My name is Silvana. Hi,
Hi.
Tommy.
Yes.
Can I pronounce your name, Tommy? Is that okay if I call you
Tommy's
Tommy?
great.
Tommy,
That's great.
that's
Thanks.
great. Nice to meet you. My name is Silvana.
Nice to meet you.
Tommy, can you please tell us more about what you do at work?
Well, actually, what I do is we actually get referrals from a hospital, postpartum clients. And we do postpartum home visits. So I'm actually going to the homes and conducting a postpartum check on the mother and newborns.
Oh,
Oh,
great.
great. And what do you work with the mommies once you go see them at the house at the home? I'm sorry.
What are the things that we work with?
Yes.
So basically, we want to make sure how things are going, just getting an idea and an assessment on how they're doing physically and emotionally, mentally after after they've been discharged from the hospital. So we kind of get it. I do like a history taking, interviewing, getting an idea how things have been since they've been home. I do also, if you know, get relevant prenatal history, any kind of health history that might be relevant to their current situation, and then, again, the same thing with the baby, how things have been going with the baby. I also do just a general subjective assessment on the mother, as well as a temperature and blood pressure, and then a complete physical on the baby.
Okay.
And are you still currently working as a professor?
Currently, no, I'm not, because I'm working full time at this other, my current job, so I just don't have time right now. So currently I am not, yeah.
And when you are teaching, what subject do you teach?
I was a nursing instructor.
Nursing instructor. Okay.
And how do you advocate for your clients?
Well, you know, initially just try the most important thing I try to do is just target on what their main concerns are postpartum. So they will bring up some of their concerns or things that they are dealing with at the time, and then we go from there. So I try to give them referrals, give them, you know, information that they might need, you know, if it's community resources that they need. Sometimes if it's some things that they're not happy about with their physicians or the services they got at the hospital, you know, I kind of give them time to kind of process that and kind of think about, you know, how they can approach it, you know, and how much kind of try to empower them to speak up for themselves, to tell them what their rights are. So those are kind of some of the ways. It's case by case is different, but you know, I think sometimes our clients feel like they really are at the mercy of medical care. They really don't have a say as to how they are treated. So that's one of the ways that we advocate, you know, kind of giving them information, giving them letting them know that, you know, that they have the right to consent to situations, but they can't consent if they don't have information, they don't understand. So a lot of education in that way, and then just, you know, listening to them and validating, you know, how they're feeling about how things went. And then moving forward from that point to see how we can help them.
Oh,
Yeah, you do
great.
a great work.
Oh,
Yes.
thank you.
I'm sure the mothers appreciate that.
Yes.
Yes. And what is your motivation for the work that you do?
Motivation?
Yeah, what is your motivation
Oh,
for
you
the
know, I've
work?
been a nurse for a very long time. And I think, you know, nursing is one of those things that if you don't, it's kind of like a calling, you know? You just want to help people. I also myself love to learn, so I get really kind of excited about learning about health and, you know, and just educating people, letting, you know, being a health advocate. So that's a big motivation. It's very rewarding because, you know, if you could provide them that education and information, it's for me, it's fulfilling for me. So.
That's great. And I'm sure they benefit a lot with your knowledge and your help.
Yeah. Well, you know, again, I always feel privileged to be able to work in this field as a nurse. I mean, it is a privilege that I have been given the opportunity to go out and meet, you know, people from all over, you know, and every person has different situations and stuff. It's definitely not a boring job. You learn, you know, every day is a different story. So it is a different privilege that I am allowed to go out and be, you know, be helpful if I could be.
That's great.
And what is your understanding of social justice?
Social justice. Can you elaborate a little bit more?
You want to?
Social justice is any kind of cause that you are, that you, like in your case you are a nurse and you are besides being a nurse you also work with people and you help them, you support them, you fight for, like, you're doing something, demo justice. Do you understand?
Yeah. So my feelings on social justice?
Yeah.
Was that your question? Yeah. I'm sorry. So I think that is a big part of my job. I feel that
for them, right? Somehow.
You know, because they don't know their rights. You know, right. I know in healthcare, you know, they're supposed to have informed consent, and the key word is informed. Like, mm-hmm. if they're not informed correctly, you know, given all the information, they can't make the decision that's right for them. And I feel like everybody has the right to make decisions and choices in their healthcare that is for them. You know, everybody's different.
So
they have to make what the decision based on all the information they gather, you know, what is right for them. What's right for one person is going to be different for another person. So I think just in our community, I just find that a lot of our clients don't have all the information, so they can't make all the decisions. Sometimes they're bullied into making decisions because sometimes it's fear-based care. So, you know, if a doctor or hospital tells them you have to do this because something will happen to your baby or something will happen to you, of course, who's going to say no? Just things that, but it's just because they don't have all the information. So a lot of, again, going back to education, you know, examples like VBAC, which is a vaginal birth after cesarean, many of our clients misinformed, I guess, that once you have a cesarean delivery, you always have to have a cesarean delivery, and that's not true. So I'll talk to them about their plans for the future and things, and I will tell them. And again, it just depends on the situation. You know, they might be high risk, there might be other factors why they had a C-section, but if everything's going well and they are not a high risk client, you know, I tell them there is no reason why you're not able to deliver vaginally. It's something to think about for the future and to talk to and interview doctors that are willing to, you know, have you deliver vaginally and willing to work with you. And a lot of them are like, oh, they had no idea. You know, they just thought it was automatic.
Right.
So that's just one example, you know, mm-hmm. of how I could kind of put the little bug in their ear. A little seed, and so they could understand that they do have a choice. You know, granted, it's not an emergency situation. They do have a choice.
Yeah. And to our final question, Tommy, how can people connect with your cause or with what you're doing?
How could they connect? Well, you know, our program, the Welcome Baby program, which is a grant funded program from First Five LA. And there are 14 hospitals now that are participating in LA County.
Mm-hmm.
And so patients who do deliver at these hospitals all have an option of enrolling in the program. It is a voluntary universal program, so and does not cost anything. So hopefully, you know, looking into the future, we hope that more hospitals will be able to participate. But right now, we only have 14 in Southern LA County.
Okay. So I guess that will end our interview, Tommy. Thank you for letting us interview you today. We really appreciate it.
Yes.
You're welcome.
For all your information and the work you do is very important.
Thank you. You're welcome.
All right,
thank you.
Okay.
Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, Tommy.
Hi, are you there?
Yes, I'm so sorry for this hassle.
No problem.
Yes. So today we have a guest speaker. Her name is Satomi Nashimi. Sorry if I misspell your last name.
That's okay.
She's currently working at Shields for Families at the Welcome Baby Program as a registered nurse, and she has also she has been a college professor. Go ahead.
My name is Silvana. Hi.
Hi.
Tommy.
Yes.
Can I pronounce your name, Tommy? Is that okay?
Tommy's great. That's great. Thanks.
That's great. Nice to meet you. My name is Silvana.
Nice to meet you.
Tommy, can you please tell us more about what you do at work?
Well, actually, what I do is we actually get referrals from a hospital, postpartum clients, and we do postpartum home visits. So I'm actually going to the homes and conducting a postpartum check on the mother and newborns.
Oh, great. And what do you work with the mommies once you go see them at the house, at the home? I'm sorry.
What are the things that we work with?
Yes.
So basically we want to make sure how things are going, just getting an idea and an assessment on how they're doing physically and emotionally, mentally after they've been discharged from the hospital. So we kind of got do like a history taking, interviewing, getting an idea how things have been since they've been home. I do also, if you know, get relevant prenatal history, any kind of health history that might be relevant to their current situation. And then again, the same thing with the baby, how things have been going with the baby. I also do just a general subjective assessment on the mother, as well as the temperature and blood pressure, and then a complete physical on the baby.
Okay.
And are you still currently working as a professor?
Currently, no, I'm not, because I'm working full time at this other my current job, so I just don't have time right now. So currently, I am not. Yeah.
And when you are teaching, what subject do you teach?
I was a nursing instructor.
Nursing instructor. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And how do you advocate for your clients?
Well, you know, initially, just the most important thing I try to do is just target on what their main concerns are postpartum. So they will bring up some of their concerns or things that they are dealing with at the time, and then we go from there. So I try to give them referrals, give them, you know, information that they might need. You know, if it's community resources that they need, sometimes if it's some things that they're not happy about with their physicians or the services they got at the hospital, you know, I kind of give them time to kind of process that and kind of think about, you know, how they can approach it, you know, and how much kind of try to empower them to speak up for themselves, to tell them what their rights are. So those are kind of some of the ways. It's case by case is different, but you know, I think sometimes our clients feel like they really are at the mercy of medical care. They really don't have a say as to how they are treated. So that's one of the ways that we advocate, you know, kind of giving them information, giving them, letting them know that, you know, that they have the right to consent to situations, but they can't consent if they don't have information, they don't understand. So a lot of education in that way, and then just, you know, listening to them and validating, you know, how they're feeling about how things went, and then moving forward from that point to see how we can help them.
Oh, yeah, you do a great work.
Yes. Oh, thank you.
appreciate that.
Yes.
Yeah. And what is your motivation for the work that you do?
Motivation?
Yeah, what is your motivation?
Oh, you know, I've been a nurse for a very long time. And I think, you know, nursing is one of those things that if you don't, it's kind of like a calling, you know, you just want to help people. I also myself love to learn. So I get really kind of excited about learning about health and, you know, and just educating people, letting, you know, being a health advocate. So that's a big motivation. It's very rewarding. Because, you know, if you could provide them that education and information, it's fulfilling for me. So
that's great. And I'm sure they benefit a lot with your knowledge and your help.
Yeah. Well, you know, again, I always feel privileged to be able to work in this field as a nurse. I mean, it is a privilege that I have been given the opportunity to go out and meet, you know, people from all over, you know, and every person has different situations and stuff. It's definitely not a boring job. You learn, you know, every day is a different story. So it is a different privilege that I am allowed to go out and be, you know, be helpful if I could be.
That's great.
And what is your understanding of social justice?
Social justice. Can you elaborate a little bit more?
You want to?
Social justice is any kind of, cause that you are, in your case, you are a nurse, and you are, besides being a nurse, you also work with people, and you help them, you support them, you fight for, like you're doing something, demo justice. Do you understand?
Yeah. So my feelings on social justice?
Yeah.
Was that your question? Yeah. I'm sorry. So I think that is a big part of my job. I feel that
for them, right? Somehow.
You know, because they don't know their rights. You know, right. I know in healthcare, you know, they're supposed to have informed consent, and the key word is informed. Like, mm-hmm. if they're not informed correctly, you know, given all the information, they can't make the decision that's right for them. And I feel like everybody has the right to make decisions and choices in their healthcare that is for them. You know, everybody's different.
So
they have to make what the decision based on all the information they gather, you know, what is right for them. What's right for one person is going to be different for another person. So I think just in our community, I just find that a lot of our clients don't have all the information, so they can't make all the decisions. Sometimes they're bullied into making decisions because sometimes it's fear-based care. So, you know, if a doctor or hospital tells them, you have to do this because something will happen to your baby or something will happen to you, of course, who's going to say no? Just things, but it's just because they don't have all the information. So a lot of, again, going back to education, you know, examples like VBAC, which is a vaginal birth after cesarean. Many of our clients misinformed, I guess, that once you have a cesarean delivery, you always have to have a cesarean delivery, and that's not true. So I'll talk to them about their plans for the future and things, and I will tell them. And again, it just depends on the situation. You know, they might be high risk, there might be other factors why they had a C-section, but if everything's going well and they are not a high risk client, you know, I tell them there is no reason why you're not able to deliver vaginally. It's something to think about for the future, and to talk to and interview doctors that are willing to, you know, have you deliver vaginally and willing to work with you. And a lot of them are like, oh, they had no idea. You know, they just thought it was automatic.
Right.
So that's just one example, you know, mm-hmm. of how I could kind of put the little bug in their ear, a little seed. And so they could understand that they do have a choice. You know, granted, it's not an emergency uh-huh. situation. They do have a choice.
Yeah. And to our final question, Tommy, mm-hmm. how can people connect with your cause or with what you're doing?
How could they connect? Well, you know, our program, the Welcome Bay program, which is a grant-funded program from First Five LA, and there are 14 hospitals now that are participating in LA County.
Mm-hmm.
And so patients who do deliver at these hospitals all have an option of enrolling in the program. It is a voluntary universal program, so and does not cost anything. So hopefully, you know, looking into the future, we hope that more hospitals will be able to participate. But right now, we only have 14 in mm-hmm. Southern LA County.
Okay. So I guess that will end our interview, Tommy. Thank you for letting us interview you today. We really appreciate it.
Yes.
You're welcome.
For all your information and the work you do. It's very important.
Thank you. You're welcome.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.